Now it's time to get into the cooler to learn what's new with your Jacksonville Icemen on and off the ice.
All right, hockey is back. If you're an NHL fan, you've enjoyed the first couple of games. I know I just got back from Pittsburgh where they hung a banner and had a big win against their opponent in the Stanley Cup Finals, that of course being Nashville. And hockey as well returns right here to Jacksonville, Florida. The Jacksonville Icemen, they get ready for action. A sold-out crowd this weekend. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. We're joined by the president, Bob Arablo, and the coach, Jason Christie. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Fired up about hockey. It's as I've told you before when we met. It's from Boston. It's my favorite sport. I don't talk about it nearly as much as I would like, but I for one am thrilled that the Icemen are back in town.
Yeah, no question. We're excited. The city's been unbelievable right now, and it's when you're bringing new players in just to see the excitement. It's obviously good for them and for us as well. And now we got to go out and win some hockey.
Yeah, you got to win some hockey games. Bob, what's the response been like so far in the first couple of months that you've been in town?
It's been great. As I said this afternoon at a rally we had in downtown where Mayor Curry proclaimed this as Jacksonville Icemen Hockey Week. And there's only two words I can say to everyone, and that is thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we sold out opening night. We actually announced today that our second game, at October 21st, we're going to do opening night two. And we're going to have all the surprises and all the pageantry of opening night for those people that got shut out of opening night one. So it's we got a big week of hockey coming up. Can't wait for that puck to drop on Saturday, and then the following Saturday we'll do it all over again. Fireworks, the whole works.
Interesting you mentioned the mayor, because in Saturday night in Pittsburgh, along with Mayor Lenny Curdy and the Jaguars president Mark Lamping, us three hung out for quite some time, and we were talking about a ton of things, but we talked a lot about the Icemen. And there's another guy, the mayor right there, extremely fired up about hockey coming to town here. I mean, he's a Florida guy, but he gets it, and he knows there's a lot of people around here like me that have come from other parts of the country who love the sport. But it's the people in town, the natives, the people who are born and raised here. Maybe they don't have the learning experience of what hockey is all about. It's not that difficult of a game to learn if you pay attention.
No, exactly. And the thing about it, though, it's fast, exciting. You know, that's a, you know, when you got a significant other that you can come to the game with, that's
right.
Definitely one to come with, because you're going to be entertained for, you know, three periods. But, you know, you're right. It's, you know, you get the offside. It might take a little while with the penalties, I think. But, you know, Bob and those guys are doing a good job of putting some videos up and that'll kind of show the penalties and icing and stuff like that. But, no, everybody's, you know, the mayor's been awesome. And it just shows how awesome the city is. It's rallies behind sports, and we're excited.
Yeah, and you should. You got an unbelievable facility. I mean, virtually a brand-new facility. Jason Christie right there, the coach of the Jacksonville Icemen. Tell us, you know, what type of team, obviously you want to put the puck in the net and defend pucks going into the net, but besides the obvious, what type of team do you expect to have?
Well, you know, we want to have a team, a group of guys here that the city can relate to and rub shoulders with. But on the ice, we want them to work hard every shift. You know, I always say when I'm putting a team together, if I'm paying for a ticket, I want to make sure I get my money's worth. And that's something that mm-hmm. you're not going to win every game. But you know what? Darn it, you're going to work to win every game, and you're going to compete. And, you know, when you have that mentality, good things happen.
Got any snipers?
Oh, yeah. We got, you know, I just got a young kid in from Montreal Canadiens, went to camp there. He's Alexander Goulet. He can fly straight out. He was kind of a surprise, fell in my lap there. So we're excited to have him. And then we got a couple, you know, we got young, talented kids that scored, you know, 80, 90 points in juniors and college. In college, it's not so much, around 30 average is pretty good for points in college. But, you know, again, they add that excitement value. And then we got some bite. And I think any team, you know, you got to have that sandpaper in order to have success.
What if there's a guy on the other team who wants to make a a run at one of these snipers? Do you have any guys who aren't afraid to drop the gloves?
Well, that's the entertainment part of it. That's when we sit there and sell tickets.
Right.
you have to have that in today's game. Like, everything's so fast, but your tough guys, tough players, they have to be able to play too, and we have that for sure.
Bob, take us through, putting everything together. And again, the first game this weekend is sold out. We're talking about a second opening night. So obviously the early return is real good. But how has it all gone? And you want regular customers. I mean, I got to imagine your goal is to have a lot of people out there listening who want to go and watch the Iceman season long, actually buy season tickets.
Yeah, you're so right, Rick. And season tickets are the lifeblood of any team. We came in here hoping that by the time opening night came around, we would have 1,500 season tickets. We're close to 2,000 right now.
Very cool.
And the season ticket sales season goes all the way until December. So if people want to buy season tickets, JacksonvilleIceman.com, and watch a full season, half season, nine-game plan, whatever. But that's really our bread and butter. That and our sponsors. You know, we announced today Community First is going to be our presenting sponsor of the season. And we got some great companies involved and everything else. So we're very happy at the way our business has gone. We've got three games coming up. The Saturday sold out. The following Saturday is selling fast right now. And then our Thursday, the 26th game is the Gators, Florida-Georgia game.
Oh, very cool.
We're going to be wearing Gator colors.
Nice.
And that's the Thursday before Florida-Georgia. So it's Florida-Georgia on ice. We're playing Atlanta. And then following that game, the University of Florida versus University of Georgia club hockey teams are playing. So it's a 2-for-1 game on that night. So our first three games we're hoping they're going to be huge.
All right. You can get season tickets. You can get single game tickets. Go to Jack's. Iceman.com. Yes. What about a number if, they're driving around town, I want to punch in a number right now to get some tickets?
I should know this.
Best off just go to JacksIceman.com?
Yeah, JacksIceman.com is the best, the best number to call or the best place to get tickets. And we'll get somebody back to you real quick. So, yeah.
Bill Veeck, I spent 7 years in Chicago, and of course, in 2000 to 2006, Bill Veeck, many years before that, was really kind of a pioneer and a founding father in the world of entertainment in sports, not directly attributed to the game. That's always a challenge in minor league athletics to create an atmosphere that is fan-friendly, family-friendly for the kids. I got to imagine that's probably right there with selling tickets, your primary responsibility about making this. Oh, yeah, everyone's going to go once, but mom, dad, I want to go again.
Exactly. And if the kids come and they have a great time, then mom and dad are going to come back. If the kids come and they don't have a good time, then mom and dad don't want to spend 2.5 hours, with their kids not having a good time again. But we'll make sure that everybody, the kids, the adults, whether you're a hockey fan or a first-time person watching a hockey game, you're going to leave that arena and you're just going to be like, wow, mm-hmm. I'm exhausted. I didn't even play. You know,
right.
So
you're going to sit in there with air conditioning too.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That's one thing we can offer that the other teams in town can't is air conditioning.
I mean, it's such a great sport. I had, even in that conversation I was having the other night, some guys were saying, well, it's tough. I don't like hockey on TV. It's tough to follow the game on TV. And I totally disagree. I love the game. I watch it all the time on TV, but as someone who played the sport and knows it, I guess you're trained to not only follow the puck, but kind of look where you think the puck is going to go. That totally changes, though. When you go live to a hockey game, it was like the first time I ever went to NASCAR. I couldn't believe how cool a NASCAR race was. Going to a hockey game live may be the best sport to go to live.
For sure. And I thought the exact same thing when I went to NASCAR too. I thought it was just, it was amazing. But
yep.
With the hockey, it's just, there's something always going on. And when you had that TV timeouts, that's when everything kicks mm-hmm. in. The kids are up dancing. You got the dance cam going, you got the mumble, out there. So it's something that we have to make sure we're, at the end of the day, we're in it for entertaining the people of Jacksonville, and that's what I look forward to, is having that group on the ice that are going to do that.
How difficult does it make your job? I mean, in one sense, I got to imagine it's rewarding if a player moves on, but you're trying to identify and set team chemistry. And if you're putting together three lines and all of a sudden this week, bam, a kid's taken away. Next week, a kid's taken away. How hard is that going to be on you?
No question. You just get them going, and everybody knows what everything's doing, and the kids gets called up. So, but, you know, Bob and the ownership group has been great because we don't want to lose that. You know, we want to make sure we have that depth so we're not losing that competitive edge. And somebody that's not really getting that much ice time, you know what, he's able to step in now to top minutes. So, you know, it's just important to make sure that we have the roster like that. There's some nights, you know, going in this weekend, we're full. You know, we got a full roster, but you know, maybe in 3 weeks, we could be down to 16, 15 players from 20. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just, for the fans, that's when they fall in love with another player, you know, because you always get a favorite. But it's good to see these kids down here. And for me, I had four goalies in the NHL last year. Within the last 4 years, they're playing in the NHL. So I can sit there and watch them on TV now and see the success they've had.
Bob, what does that mean to have the relationship tied in directly with Winnipeg in the NHL?
It's incredible. I mean, you know, when Jason came on board, he had the long-term relationship with Winnipeg. My first conversation with the guys from the Jets, I was like, you know what? These guys care about their ECHL team. They care about their ECHL players. And there's some teams in the NHL that don't.
Mm-hmm.
So when we had the opportunity to grab Winnipeg, I said, yeah, let's do it. You know, that and the fact that guys aren't going to want to get called up. It's 7 degrees up in Winnipeg in the middle of the winter. You know? So,
minus 60 with the wind chill. They'll take Jacksonville any day.
Yeah, so you know, I think that that's going to be a strong affiliation. The name Jets alone,
yeah.
Because that's all the minor hockey, all the youth hockey here in town are the Jets. So that tied in nicely. So it really worked out good. And you know, having a coach like Jason Christie is incredible for us because, as he said, Montreal just sent us a player. Columbus has a couple of players here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just getting players from Winnipeg. It's getting players from other teams around the NHL that don't have an NHL affiliation or don't have room on their ECHL affiliated team. And they know that the player is going to be coached well and taken care of well if we send them to Jacksonville. And that's going to help us in the long run.
Final moment, same rules as the NHL. Are there any experimentation that's taking place here in the ECHL?
No, we were kind of the guinea pig
before
with the slashing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of ahead of that now. But it's all the same. You know, the only thing up there, they have four lines. We only have three and one extra. So, you know, kids get a lot of ice time. And you know, again, at the end of the day, it's going to be exciting. And I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to get going here Saturday.
Wow, it's going to be a blast. And I can't wait to talk to the players because I've always felt that hockey players are wired a little bit differently from other athletes. And, I mean, the fact that they're playing hockey here in town, and Bob, you mentioned, I mean, Winnipeg, some of these other places, how cold it is. To be playing hockey here in Jacksonville is an unbelievable thing.
Yeah, no, it's definitely – the guys have just been, you know, like I said, the city's been unbelievable. And, you know, once we get established, you know, these guys don't know nothing about Jacksonville other
right.
than they turn on and they get a good, you know, deal on the beach or something. But now it's, you know, it's a great city, and it's – you know, people are going to be around here for a while, and we're excited for that.
And our goal is to get them out into the community. You know, after games, unless we have to travel after a game, we're inviting all our fans that are at the arena to come up to the club and meet the players and get to know them.
Yeah.
Because that's important to us, is that they get to know as many people in town as possible. And then we'll have them out at various different events throughout the year, at different community-related events and things like that. Our guys, we have a wonderful group of guys and great personalities, and they're people that you want to invite to dinner.
Yeah.
You know, and we're looking forward to getting them out into the community.
Tell you what, we're tickled to death to be working with you guys here at 1010XL and 92.5. I know we'll do this weekly. I love the sport of hockey. Yeah, I can't wait for this weekend. Again, sold out. But I imagine if you show up to the arena, you can probably find a ticket. That would be just my guess. And again, a long list of games this year. Hopefully some pretty cool rivalries getting set to start, including with Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of tickets, whether it's single game tickets, whether it's season tickets, just go to jacksiceman.com.
Or 904-602-7825. See?
How about that? Jason Christie is more than a coach. He's got the numbers
as
well.
He's a lot more than a coach, trust me.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, it's going to be a lot of fun. I do enjoy it. Both Jason Christie, you just heard from the coach, also President Bob Arabalo joining us here.
We want to encourage our fans
yes.
to call you on a daily basis
and, okay.
and talk hockey, because we know we want to talk hockey.
Right.
So,
yeah.
you know, so,
this is
so,
where all the fans can call to and get the hockey.
Enough of
started.
The college football and basketball and stuff. Let's talk hockey.
Well, what I think we need to have is like a town hall meeting one night sponsored by Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And we'll bring hockey. We'll bring fans in and we'll crack some beers and we'll eat some wings. And we'll explain to them hockey.
Yeah.
Because I've had people ask me before, what's icing? You know, what's a, back in the days of the two line, what's a two line pass? What's the difference between tripping and hooking and slashing? And it's not that difficult of a sport. And I think to some of the casual people out there, if you explain to them the game and they get an understanding for the game, they're going to love it that much more.
Big time. And you're right. That's a great thing to do.
Yeah. Maybe we'll set that meeting up.
I think you had both of us with the beer and wings. So.
All right, guys. We'll do it next week. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. There they go from the Jacksonville Icemen. It can be a lot of fun. Bob Arabalo, the president, coaches Jason Christie.